Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to everybody on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. It is good to have you with us here tonight. It is Thursday, 18 April 2024. How in the world are we already halfway through the month of April? It seems like we just finished March, but it'll be all right. Jesus is Lord, and you and I are going and doing the work of God everywhere we are every single day. Tonight's going to be an interesting night. We're going to get more than one thing accomplished tonight, and this is going to be an interesting night, so grab your Bible, grab your pen, and a piece of paper, notepad, and we're going to jump right into it tonight. Is there any chance you put up the opening prayer and you have it quickly?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. Like how much quickly?
There
seconds?
There it is.
All right.
You have the opening prayer, do you want?
Opening prayer. Okay. Now let's do the opening prayer. Can you find the prayer against secular humanism?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the opening prayer.
Are you going to read that?
Yeah. Pray this with us, Father. We pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus. As your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And amen. Now I'm going to have Sister Leanne give us the prayer for, against secular humanism, and then the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. We're going to start off tonight real quick here with a conversation from Jesus' statement about the end times. And we have an active view of it right in front of our eyes. In this day that we live right now, today, this week, it's going on even as we speak. And so, you know, stick close, and you might want to mark this. We'll give you some good scripture here, good quick pointers, and then we'll be on to a great message, word of God for the evening. As soon as you're ready, you can put that up. We've been speaking this for a while. And
do you want the Patriot Prayer Dedication first?
No. We've been speaking this for a while. This is what I want us to see. If nobody speaks a prayer, God can't work. Religious people don't want you to make that statement. God has to have us that have dominion. He's given dominion unto us. He has to have us take dominion with our words in order to get it, in order to get the work done. And here we go. In the name, high above every name, above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, Satanism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, terrorism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Yeah. To all the isms, you have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you, not our Bibles, our Constitution, or our rifles. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for freedom, liberty, and the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately in Jesus' name. Amen. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness, and the Patriot Prayer of Dedication. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And now, Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Verse 3, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? So, the sign of his coming and the end of the age. That means this dispensation of time that you and I are living in right now. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. Wow. It just doesn't get any more clear than that, does it? You don't even have to be a rocket scientist. You don't even have to have a high school education to understand, let no one deceive you. It's pretty plain and simple. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. I don't think there's been a day since I've been alive that there's not been a war somewhere on this earth. Then Jesus says, see that you are not troubled. That's interesting. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. No, not yet. Thank you. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. There was a 4.6 on the Richter scale in California today. There was a couple of 5 earthquakes today. It's just happening. I mean, that volcano last night that exploded in, where did we say that was?
Indonesia.
All right. Verse 8, all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Now, the Apostle Paul said, sorrow not. So you and I have the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. So in the middle of all these sorrows, you and I are supposed to be able to go right through the middle of this thing and have no sorrow with it. That's the promise of God for you and I as his children. 9, they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. That's a powerful statement. Many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. What is lawlessness? Well, you and I don't have to be schooled on lawlessness. What you and I have to be schooled out of is how the church has said, well, you can do this, this, and this, and that's not really bad. It's not like, you know, it's not like homosexuality or killing somebody. God made it very clear to every one of us. If I stand out here on the sidewalk right outside my apartment complex and ask the first person that walks up, is it wrong to murder somebody? What are they going to say? Yeah. If you say, is it wrong for me to steal your car? What are they going to say? Yeah. It's not about whether or not they had any training. That's innate inside a man. That is wrong. That is wrong to do that. And in order for you to be trained to do it, you've got to be trained that what is wrong is actually not wrong, and it's actually right. Well, the prophet said that in the last days, the wicked would call wrong right and right wrong. He would call evil good and good evil. They would call righteousness wickedness and wickedness righteousness. And Jesus said, verse 13, he who endures to the end excuse me, shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations. And then the end will come. This is very specific what I'm saying tonight. And then I'm going to go to another whole program. So, hang on to your hat band and grab a hold of your Bible, and let's grab another verse. Galatians chapter 1. No. That's a good chapter. We'll go to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Let's read starting with 16. I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Man, this is just getting more and more plain the more you read it, isn't it? Wow. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. That word lust is, you're going to have to study that very in-depthly to understand what the Apostle Paul was saying by the Holy Spirit here, and did the translators put the right words in? Because the Spirit doesn't lust for the flesh. Don't get that verse confused in your mind. These are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Galatians is all about law and grace, law and grace. Look at verse 20. The works of the flesh are evident. Yeah. What translation you got? Is that got the word evident? The works of the flesh are, verse 19. I caught him right in the middle of a click, so. Starts right out with, yeah. Manifest is the word it used. All right. What are you reading?
Evident.
Evident. All right. So that means it's evident. It is evidence. You can see it. So what are they? Adultery. Does anybody have to be trained that adultery is wrong? Fornication. Uncleanness. Lewdness. Idolatry. Worshipping an idol, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissension and heresy. See, you don't have to be trained that these are wrong. It's evident. It's manifest. That's why these people that bring great dissension in a ministry and say, I'm doing it because it's helping the ministry grow. No, you're not. You're dividing the body of Christ. It's dissension. It's a work of the flesh. 21, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. What do I do, Pastor? I'm bound by three of them. You got to get free. You got to get a revelation of the righteousness of God, how to have it, how to function in it, and how to live in it every day. I've got 28 teachings on the righteousness of God in one playlist on YouTube that I'm glad to send you. And if you'll just shut everything off and say, hold it, don't matter what anybody else is doing about anything, I'm coming to the understanding of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus so I can walk in righteousness and not the flesh. God rewards those who diligently seek him. He honestly does. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. This is an interesting idea. Let us keep reading. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another or envying one another. Chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself. Let each one examine his own work, and then he'll have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Each one will bear his own sin. Each one will be blessed by his own righteousness. Each one will have seeds based on the seeds he's sown, the tithe he's brought, returned to God by the righteousness that you walk in. You don't get anybody else's. As much as I respect Dr. Barclay and his fathers of the faith, I don't get none of that if I don't walk in my own. And you got to get this down in your life. Verse 6. Let him who's taught in the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. He who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. He who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have the opportunity to do, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Chapter 6, verse 1 says, Brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, in a sin, in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Now, let's go back to the teaching of Jesus. No, it's not Jesus. It's Romans. It's Romans chapter 14. Romans 14. And let's read verse 4. Who are you to judge another servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. We'll read it again. Who are you to judge another one's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. Verse 7. None of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. Verse 12. So then, each one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Want to say it with me? I have to give an account.
Of myself to God.
Now, I'm saying all this very specifically because there's a very serious situation going on in the body of Christ right now today in the United States of America, dealing with a men's conference that had a homosexual stripper that opened up the conference. There's a very specific reason I'm coming on here publicly where I can make a statement to say this to everybody. Jesus warned us that deception is going to be rampant. And he said because of iniquity, because of lawlessness, the love of many will grow cold. That's not talking about the world. That's talking about the church. The love of the world has never been warm. They've never received the love of God. So he's not talking about the world growing cold. He's talking about the church growing cold. And at this conference where that started, truly, if you are a man or woman of God, it is of a must that you get up and leave that conference, because that conference will now be known in the realm of the Spirit for that act. I know you may say, Pastor, that didn't happen in America. Yes, it happened in America, Springfield, Missouri. Now, why are you talking about it? And I want to decipher two things in this. I'm coming out very boldly on the side of righteousness, because if we, the righteous men and women of God, who understand the righteousness of God by faith in Christ Jesus, If we don't take a stand and say, wait a minute, that is wrong. That's pure D, grade A, 100% wrong. Do not follow that. Then we're gonna totally milk toast the body of Christ. And we already got too much milk toast. We can't have that. It's wrong. So what do? You flee. Paul, by the Spirit, not Paul, Jesus said, get away from it. Paul said, from such, turn away. This right here that we just read in Galatians, you who are spiritual, restore. What's that mean? That means you once were stored and now you need to be restored. You once had God and you've fallen from grace. Never. Do you open a church sermon with an act of sin? Wait, we've got to get this bold. It is of absolute importance that we get this bold. And what happened is wrong. Well, but Pastor, I stayed so that I could see if they could turn it sooner or later. No, there's only one time to turn, and that's immediately when you've done wrong. And when he was confronted, he defended himself. He didn't say, you're right, I'm wrong. From such, turn away. You and I are going to have to make such a turn for righteousness that we boldly confront this perversion and wickedness when it tries to get into the body of Christ. Now, you look at those verses I just read in Romans 14. It's not my place to judge the man of God. He's not my servant. He's God's servant. He's going to say, we're doing this and, you know, I have no idea what he's going to say. Did God give you what he's going to say? Well, let's see. Wow. We're going to be here a while tonight. I'm going to tell you right now. Brother Dan's here tonight. He's instigating. He's over here. You know, he's throwing more logs on the fire. He just threw an ironwood chunk. So that fire's going to burn for a long time. Oh, let's think about this. Is there forgiveness for the pastor? Yeah. Is there restoration? Yeah. Could he ever preach again? I don't know about that. I don't know. If you're going to start your men's deal with homosexuality, no, you're totally messed up. You should be removed from your position. That's not the gospel. And it's the opening act. Now listen, do we forgive him? Yeah, immediately. How fast did Jesus forgive the woman taken in adultery? Immediately. How many times did he ask her to show everybody what she did? He didn't do that. He didn't say, Mary, take me down to where the prostitutes are and show me how you did it. Jesus didn't do that. He cast the devil out of her so she could be free. Do we forgive? Yes, we forgive. I'm certainly forgiven. But the point of what I'm saying is, a person who begins in that does not, you cannot have them in spiritual leadership like that. Could they be restored? Yeah, I'm sure they could. But it's going to take a team of men of God restoring that person, because if you get this picture, if you've allowed so much to come in, of the world to come in, that your whole church staff missed it and put the stamp of approval on it, for your men's conference, that whole thing's done. How do you trust them to be a spiritual leader when they've led you into homosexuality? Isn't it Paul that said, these things ought not to be? Or Peter, somebody said, Jesus? The Holy Spirit is who said, these things ought not to be. How can you be this bold? Well, if you don't expose sin, sin will expose you, right? If you don't cut the head off the giant, that giant's going to get back up. And you've got to sever that thing. You cannot fellowship. Dr. Barclay said, how does he say it? Quit fellowshipping with the demon you cut the head off. I'm messing it up, but anyways, I'm sure you're getting it. Why do we do this? The pulpit must be righteous. The pulpit must be righteous. If the pulpit is not righteous, how can the pew be righteous? You can't have it. It's not going to happen. Now, about the pastor and the pastoral staff and all that, who are you to judge another servant? I'm not their judge. I didn't take their religion away from them. To his own master, he stands or falls. Who's his master? Jesus. That's Romans 14:4. Romans 14:7. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. You are influencing everybody you're with. Romans 14:12. Each of us shall give an account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. That's exactly what happened. Now, why are you trying to deal with this, Pastor? Well, I want everybody who knows me to hear me say, flee from unrighteousness. Can I get an amen from that?
Amen.
Flee from unrighteousness. Every man in that building who had his son with him should have got up immediately and fled. And if the leaders of the event repented for their actions, that should have been something you saw on a video later on down the road, because you fled with your children, your sons, from that wickedness. And they said many did. But the next day, there were still thousands there. And that's scary. That's very, very scary. That in the body of Christ in the United States of America, that could happen. Now, I was talking about this earlier, and I got this word from God. Now, this church has four campuses. I don't know anything about them. I'm not excoriating anybody. I didn't take nobody's salvation away. I'm letting you know you got to see righteousness and run to righteousness. All right? What usually happens in America is people all over say, see, that's what the church is all about. And so immediately from this, because he didn't stand up immediately and repent of his sin and say, hold it, you're right. This is wrong. We should have never done that. I'm the leader. I take responsibility, and we straighten it out. Now, revival could have happened right there. Whatever happens now, it will not be the same response. This is not the righteousness level of the whole Church of America. All right? Does that make sense how I said that? There are many, many, many wonderful churches all over the United States of America that you can attend. And one of the greatest dangers in our day is that you look at big and say it's wrong or right, or you look at small and say it's wrong or right. Quit looking at big or small. Quit looking at big band, little band. Quit looking at big youth or little youth. When you walk in the building, do you feel the righteous presence of Almighty God in there? Can you feel the manifest presence of God inside that building? When they worship, does God's presence come in? Or is it just a good rock show on the stage? You can run a smoke machine all you want, but that's not the Shekinah glory. When the Shekinah glory comes in and there's a real cloud of God's presence, then you don't have no sin. Sinners are on their face repenting of Almighty God. I've seen it. And I can tell you what was in that service when I saw it. And it wasn't wickedness. And it wasn't perversion. It was a desire for righteousness and to be in the presence of Almighty God. So what are we learning here, Pastor? We're learning you've got to change your mouth. I'm going to say something. Don't turn me off. Please listen to me. Everybody criticizes Joel Osteen because he's got 60,000 people in one building. Well, how dare you criticize a man because he's got a lot of people? If you never saw John Osteen, his dad, and heard John Osteen's vision, you won't understand 50,000 people in a building. But I did hear John Osteen, the dad. I was in his building. I did experience it myself. And I'm going to tell you, 50,000 people is the direct result of what his dad sowed for 30 years in the ministry. Now, what Joel does with his own life has nothing to do with 50,000 people. And every one of you that are judging 50,000 is wrong, and your 50-member church is right when every member in that church has a tongue longer than the wagon on your hay wagon, and you gossip, belt, tail bear, backbite, and cause dissension on the internet, you're wrong.
Amen.
I was at John Osteen's church. Wait, hear this story. I've got a message I have to preach. How am I going to get to it? Do you have any ideas? In a few minutes, we're going to take, what do they call it, intermission of the show, and we'll stop and I'll go to the bathroom, get a donut, and we'll be back. But listen to this. I was invited by Dr. Barclay to attend John Osteen's preachers, ministers convention. Always happened in June. I took a whole group of people down there. We're in a big van, you know, we flew down, rented a van, we're in a big van. And the church, John Osteen's church, seated about 10,000, was up in the northwest corner of Houston. I don't know Houston. I don't know where the good side and the bad side, and I don't know all that. It don't matter to me. Every side's a good side because Jesus wants to touch them all.
Amen.
But you get off the interstate, of course, we didn't have a GPS then. We got paper directions, you know. So you got somebody in the co-pilot seat saying, that's street number, you know, and that's how you're doing it. And when we get to the street to turn to the church, it's like a serious rundown neighborhood. But, of course, I've watched the John Osteen program, and he's got a pretty fancy sanctuary and set where he shot his TV program, which was in his church service. And that neighborhood didn't make sense to what you saw. It was the most amazing thing. You turned the corner on the street that led to the church, and two blocks or three blocks away, you felt the presence of God come into the vehicle. Now, you have to be somebody who loves God's presence in order to be able to feel his presence that far out. But you could feel the presence of God, and your hair began to stand on end, and you're like, my goodness sakes alive, this is God, and we can't even see the building yet. We start getting closer. You can see that the houses on the side of the street are going to end, you know, and there's a big grass open area up there, and you get out there, and you pull into that area, and there's this big, beautiful church sitting down there. And I'm telling you right now, the presence of God is warming in this room right now, just me talking about it. You got out of the vehicle, and it's like, my goodness, if it is this strong out here, what's it going to be like inside that building? And when you opened the door, it was like, and before you sat in your seat inside that auditorium, there was 10 people who hugged you and said, it's so good to have you at Lakewood. What can we do for you? It was amazing. It was a minister's convention. And on the top, you know, like in a NBA or hockey stadium, they would have little rooms all the way around the top where if you buy a $2,500 ticket, you get that room and you know it all. In each one of these little rooms like that, and this was never a hockey stadium, this was just Villa's church. There's a translator. There's 39 translators around the top of that building who are all listening to Pastor John give the conference, and they're broadcasting it in their native language to somebody sitting in that building. 39 foreign languages were being translated in that service. It's not hard to understand how 54,000 people can go to Joel Osteen's church. So stop calling big wrong and little right. And start looking at your life and your pastor and praying for them to be righteous. Who are you to judge another man's servant? Well, Pastor, you just judge that man. No, I judge the action of what he did, and he opened his service with homosexuality. I have no idea if he's repented since then. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may he have repented since then. Please repent and turn your life back to God. You don't create a conference that is as huge as that one is without your whole staff saying, what should we do? And if that performance, that act of wickedness got through the whole staff, you better be able to look at your life and say, I am going to flee sexual immorality, and you get away from the place. What do you do? If we don't teach the gospel for what it actually is, then we weaken the church. And I'm not going to be held accountable in front of Jesus for weakening the church. Is there forgiveness? Yes, we forgive you. Make it right. I don't know if you remember. Jimmy Swaggart went astray. He submitted himself to a staff, a group of people, to be restored. Mike Warnke, if you're of my age at all, you knew Mike Warnke and you loved him. Mike Warnke went way out because of the fame and the money and the producers and what they call them, the agent and everything they did. It was just, it came to a point, he's like, hold it, I'm not doing this anymore. And he submitted himself to some men of God. And Mike Warnke is a mighty man of God preaching the gospel today. And it's been in many, many different people's lives. You can be restored, but you have to come face to face with what you've done. Anyways, and then God will restore. Now, the point of everything I'm saying is this. When you open up your phone and get on Facebook, don't just share something somebody else is saying without knowing what's there. Don't do it, because you're putting your stamp of approval on what they said. I have friends, people who are born-again, spirit-filled people, who when they post stuff, I don't just click the share button because they post a lot of stuff that's good. I go look at the page they sent it from because they're on witchcraft and New Age and all kinds of other Facebook pages. If you don't want to be known with that wickedness and perversion, you got to start checking what you're doing so that you're not putting out that same thing that's going. Well, Pastor, but what if it's a wicked person and they're saying something good? Why would you share wickedness? That's a very good question. So don't share perversion. But wait a minute. I'll say it a little differently. If you ever see any post I share and you're like, why would Pastor share that post from that site? Then would you please say something? Because I got one that got by me. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm posting that stuff. I'm not posting it. And then we'll take it down immediately because we're not about it. There's only one way to be righteous, and that's be righteous. And if you miss it, say it. I missed it. And then move on. Because that's how God moves and works in the body. That's how he works and moves in the body. Romans chapter 12, verse 21 says, Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. The video will forever be marked in my mind. If you didn't see it, don't go see it. You don't want it. You don't want it in your mind. If you trust me at all, don't even go looking for it. It's not worth it. Because it's perverse. Father, in the name of Jesus, may every man, may every child that saw that happen have a dad and a mom that says, this should not be, Johnny. This is wrong. And your mom and I, your dad and I are going to do what's right. And we're going to lead you to righteousness. We declare righteousness invades this region in the mighty Jesus. We declare understanding, biblical accuracy comes. We declare spiritual leaders from all over the nation will rise up and restore this ministry and help them stand. And every bit of this wickedness will be rooted out in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Anything you want to say about it? By the Spirit of God?
No, just listen to the Holy Spirit. Do not follow the leadership of man. If you're sitting in a place like that and Holy Spirit is unctioning you that this is not right, this is not right, please. Yeah. Don't trust that that man on the stage is leading you rightly. Don't follow your leader into hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Dan.
Don't worry about rejection.
Yeah. Get up and go. Because which rejection is worse? Man seeing you? Or you stand before the throne of God someday and you're rejected at, if you're rejected at the throne of God, it's all done for eternity. You know, I just used the name Mike Warnke. The first time I saw Mike Warnke live was in Cadillac, Michigan at their little event center. It wasn't big. There was probably maybe 2,000 people there. And he told a very interesting story how one of his girlfriends had been bound by heroin. And, you know, they were in the hippie age in the 70s. And so in this hippie hangout house, she said, I got to get off heroin. And so when you wanted to get off, they took you up to a bed. They tied sheets around your arms and your legs and your hands and your feet so that you, because you were going to thrash and you're going to violently, you know, it's going to be bad as the detox happened. But when it got all done, you'd be all right. And then they'd come and get you. And she was upstairs and they all got high and forgot her and she died. And he told that story that night. And man, you could hear words going through the airs. It was so quiet in there that night. And Mike Warnke said something. He said, now some of you have been sitting here saying, I want the God that this man has. And he said, I want you to have it. But I'm not going to do like the old church and every head bowed and every eye closed. I want everybody's head up and I want everybody's eyes open, because if you won't stand up and walk down here in front of everybody today, you won't do it tomorrow on your job. And if you won't do it tomorrow on your job, you won't make it into heaven. So if you want to know God and want to walk with him, get up and walk down here now with everybody watching. There was no song. There was no nothing. It was quiet. He spoke a few words every now and then. And hundreds of people got up and walked to that altar. And I bet you today they're all still serving God. Why? Because it wasn't like, oh, I want Jesus. No. It's serious. You make a decision to walk in righteousness. You make a decision to walk in righteousness. Righteousness is given to us by God Almighty. It's a gift. Romans chapter 5. Five times in Romans 5, it says it is a free gift. But once you receive the free gift, you got to walk it out. And you can no longer chase the things of the flesh. And you have to, the Holy Spirit of God will automatically begin to throw up a red flag. And you have to say, wait, that's a warning. I'm running away from that. Greatest place you're going to have to learn to do it is right here on your phone because of the wickedness that's there. What? Why do you want to watch those videos, those shorts? I mean, what was it I saw the other day? Saw a grizzly bear run out of the wood and chase a car down the road. You know, did anybody go to hell? Did anybody sin? Nobody sinned. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like, wow, I will be sure that I'm in the grizzly bear zone. I'm not going to be, I've got the window down. Come here, let me give you some cookies or something, you know. And then you see these videos, these people out jogging, and there's a big mountain lion coming down the trail at them. Oh, my Lord, Jesus, help us. There's nothing. There's no sin in watching that video. But how many other videos come through there? There ain't a one of us that have said, video comes on, you put your phone down, and you say, what am I doing? Why am I watching that? You didn't go looking for it. They just flung it up there at you. And you've got to get serious and say, I'm not in that. I'm not going to do that. I will go away from that.
And the sense of it, that's a huge concern with all of those people that stay there. You accepted it enough to stay there, which opened you up to that same demon without even realizing it.
Yep.
And people don't realize when, as soon as they accept that, they've accepted that demon.
And then in the name of Jesus, get radical and get serious about this because it's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very serious. Now, I want to close this part of this video. And I've got to make another video tonight. And I want it to have its own YouTube video. So, Brother Roger and those of you that's joined us on YouTube, what we're going to do is I'm going to close the YouTube video, and I'm going to come right back with another YouTube video, and I'm going to teach the other message we have to have tonight. You might say, it's Thursday, Pastor. It's not Saturday. Well, the wind is blowing, it's snowing, and there's no sand to haul, so I better get it done tonight. And get ourselves in a good position where we got to be. So, if you're interested in the next video, it's called Life Warrior Radio Introduction. Those of you that just watched this one, you want to be a part of the next one, it's called Life Warrior Radio Introduction. And we're going to go on the radio in Kansas City, Missouri, on a stick radio station. You know, like you can get on the radio in your car. And I got to make an introductory video or audio, and we'll teach a bunch. It's going to be a great video, and I want you to come and be a part of it. I declare over your life that you learn to walk with God no matter who you are. You ready for this? If you're a heterosexual, perverse person, you've got to get free. If you're living in adultery, you've got to get free. If you're living in homosexuality, you've got to get free. If you're a liar, you've got to get free. If you're a cheater, you've got to get free. If you're a thief, you've got to get free. And the answer to getting free is to understand the righteousness of God that comes through faith. And if you don't understand that, then send me an email, HG for Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. I'll send you a playlist of messages on righteousness that'll help you understand it. We talk about it from every different direction you can imagine, and it'll help you come to the revelation of the righteousness of God, and you'll be able to get free. And most of all, if you need to be free, contact us. I don't know that I've ever cast out a demon sitting here and one there, but hey, wait a minute, Jesus did it. The Syrophoenician woman's daughter, he said, go your way. Your faith has made your daughter whole where she is. She was a long ways away. So it works. Jesus' mighty name. I'll keep going. So till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this? We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Remember, Roger and all of you that's over there, we'll be right back. Just keep looking for the notification. Now, says, ask all to unmute. There you go. Sister Gwen, Sister Phyllis, if you got something you want to say, you can. I'm going to get up and run to the bathroom real quick and stretch my legs and change my mind and come back here. I'll be right back. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I've never been to a men's conference, so I can't even comprehend, you know, the whole situation there. I've been to a lot of family conferences, you know, church conferences where, you know, there were going to be meetings and worship and, you know, like business meetings and stuff like that. But, I mean, I just can't even comprehend that what happened actually happened. Had I not watched this, I would never have even, I wouldn't even have believed anything anybody said. But I know that Pastor Sam is only telling the truth about the whole thing. Well, anyway, I'm glad I'm here to watch the rest of the program.
Say that last part again, Phyllis.
I'm glad I'm here to watch the rest of the program.
Oh.
Whatever he had in mind.
Us too. Yeah, it was a pretty shocking thing. The scary thing is that so many people stayed there, and that's the part that bothers me, is because they were confused. They were truly trusting the leadership of the church to lead them, and may have been thinking things would turn around, but by staying there, you automatically have opened yourself up to it. So it's a scary thing. So
that. That is a scary thing. And I agree with you, Phyllis. I've been to a lot of different things.
Not ever been part of it, huh? Part of your church conference.
I figured that a new cup of coffee and some M&Ms would help me change.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about next? Let's focus. I'm
bad. Well, we can talk about how whenever you finish cooking something and it's done, you ought to turn off the fire and don't leave it there and go somewhere and let it burn. That's what happened tonight. My daughter cooked something and it was delicious, and but I've been in my room, my section of the house, totally, and I smelled it burning. Well, she left and went somewhere, and I I went in the kitchen and I found that, you know, what was left in the pot had already burned. Well, the dog is enjoying it anyway.
I've done that to boiled eggs several times.
Yeah. Oh, really? Did they crack and everything?
Pop.
They pop. Every time.
Fell asleep on the couch. And I'm like, what's that noise? Pop, pop. And then you're like, oh no, that just made a real mess. When the first one pops, it'll usually move the lid. And if you got a heavy lid, you're all right. But if you didn't even have a lid, I actually did it one time, didn't even have a lid. All right, here we go. Sister Gwen, you're welcome to talk too if you'd like. All right. Here we go. Life Warrior Radio Introduction. Let me open up a different note here. All right. I'm going to open up a different note here. Is intentional. I'm going to open up another note right about now. How can this be?
Are you on the
new computer? Yeah, the new computer didn't work.
Opened up with so many.
And the only thing that didn't work about it is that you got to know exactly how to do whatever with whatever so you can have it in a whatever situation turn out to be whatever, right? If that isn't just absolutely interesting.
I thought you were a technological expert.
I am a technological persistent
an expert at persistency.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Did it not move up?
I accidentally get things right once in a while.
It didn't move. Well, what's happened is I had to update my computer and it has moved everything around. Isn't that just interesting? Huh. Well, it only takes about 2 minutes to actually do what we were supposed to be doing there. Wow. Isn't that something? We just worked real hard just to move a file. It's 9 o'clock. How's it look for the sand? Same thing, huh? Oh, no. Well, how's things at the school and the church, Phyllis?
I haven't spoken to John in the last couple of days. I know he's
been very, very busy. I saw a Facebook post, and it's like the kids were getting used to different building.
Yeah.
God bless them. God help them. May they all grow and do amazingly. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, that's
thank you for your prayers.
You're welcome. You're welcome. God bless you guys. God bless you. All right, are you guys ready?
Yes.
It doesn't matter. It's got to happen.
It works. At least that's not opening up.
Can you help me? Open the back of it up. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Put it back. Keep coming back, keep coming back. We're stuck right here. Two bolts are stuck together.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Well, that took a while, but it'll be all right.
Oh, were you waiting for it to set up or something?
I couldn't find my file. My update changed things around. But I didn't say any bad words. My heart is still right before God.
Good.
And going back to YouTube now. All right. Wow. It's the day we live in. Are we ready? Here we go. This is probably going to last about an hour, so if you have to leave, that's fine. Now let's put a few ground rules out here. I'm going to mute everybody's mic, and I'm going to ask that you don't, please do not say anything. Please do not make any noise, because this has to have a very good, clean edit in order to be on a radio program in somebody's car, because they're going to hear everything in the background. So make sure your cell phones are muted, the ringer's off. We will we will get started. Are you ready? No, I need your help here. I need you to say amen here. But the idea is, let's be careful of all distractions. All right? Here we go. What is that? We'll just have to do it like that. All right. Here we go. All right, here we go. Roger just texted him saying, hey, where are you? Can you text him and say we're coming? Good evening, everybody. Good to have you with us here tonight for another in the series of Establishing Your Faith. And tonight we have a very, very special program we're going to be recording right now. And that is called the Life Warrior Radio Introduction. And we've been broadcasting here on YouTube for 4 years now. That's amazing when you think about it. This is April 18th. We're almost 4 years in 1 month almost already. And ever since the pandemic showed up, we've been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ right here on YouTube, Facebook, and any place they'll let us. Now, for those of you that are, let's see, for all of you that are hardcore Establishing Your Faith people, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you. Thank you for always being a part of this. And as we always do, tear them comments up over there in the chat room and have a good time over there. Make sure you welcome everybody that shows up. We are likely to begin to have a supernatural influx of people as soon as this goes live in the city of Kansas City. And so we welcome all of you who are going to be a part of that. In a minute, we'll go live, and it'll be a different sounding program than what I normally do, but that's all right. It's good. It's just what you have to do when you're on radio. I like live a whole lot better, because then it doesn't matter. It's just live. It's like Jesus, you know, wandering through the streets, walking on purpose through the streets of Jerusalem. It's live, up front and personal, right there on the spot. And so, anyways, here we go. Are you ready? I better do that. And we'll do that. I just figured out something new on the app that I studied all day to figure out. I just spent 6 hours trying to get that one button that's right in front of my eyes, and I got it. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Glory! All right. Welcome aboard to Life Warrior Radio. Pastor Samuel J. Cottle, my wife Leanne and I are bringing this radio program to you along with all of the wonderful listeners and viewers and members and folks of the community of faith. We're glad to have you with us. And this is our first session that we're going to be on the Wilkins Radio Network. And so we're glad to have you with us. So this one is going to be me introducing us to you and welcoming you to come and be a part of our program. Now, you know, this initial program is going to be run at a time when many of you are going to be in your cars on your way home. So we always make sure we say this when you're driving in your car. It's all right to shout and wave your hand, but keep one hand on the steering wheel at all times. And I heard one guy say, get up and run around, but that doesn't mean stick your head out of the top of the sunroof if you get blessed in Jesus' mighty name. And so we're glad to be here on the Wilkins Radio Network. Thank you to all the folks that helped us get ourselves in a place where we can be on here with you and speak the word of God. In the day that we live, there is not a shortage of teachers of the word of God. Prophet in the Old Testament said there would be a shortage of the word, the true word of God being spoken. And in the day we live, you can get it on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. You can get it on any kind of platform. And I was on one site the other day, and there was 29 platforms you could get on. That's a lot of platforms. That's a whole lot of work. But here's the idea. We're going to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ right here on this program. So let's just pray, because everything we do, we start with prayer. And it's always done in the greatest faith in the word of God that we can possibly do it. God and Father of us all, we come to you now. I bless my brothers and sisters. Here comes that anointing. I love it. I bless my brothers and sisters wherever they may be. I call you blessed today in Jesus' name. We declare right now at this moment, Father, we are sons and daughters of you, the great God, Jehovah, our Father. We are brothers, sisters with Jesus, our elder brothers. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. We've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that makes us reconciled with you, Father. And you've given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You've made us ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. You've called us kings and priests to our God. And you've given unto us the keys of the kingdom and said, whatever we bind on this earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven. You sent us out into all the world. You said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them all things that I have commanded you. And tonight, today, Jesus, that's our focus as we begin this great endeavor of the radio stations. We ask for your blessing on each of these that's listening. We ask for your blessing on each of us that's speaking. We thank you, great Holy Spirit of God, that you not only live within us, you not only inspired this great book that was written, not only were you hovering over the waters in creation and there at the foundation of the world, but you live on the inside of us as our leader, as our helper, as our guide, as our instructor, giving us an anointing that helps us understand your holy word. We give you glory, Jesus. Truly, you have the name that is above every name. The name that at your name every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we lift you up right here, right now, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak over this community, wherever this program is, whatever city it's in. I declare life and life more abundantly into this city right now. I declare that the believers all over this city will be drawn to this program and will be encouraged and be established in the things of God. As the Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans, I desire that I may come to you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift so that you may be established in your Christian life and in your walk with God. Some of you may not ever even thought that you had a walk with God. I bless you now to see and know our God. I bind you, you foul spirit of religion and spirit that would cause people to have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. You release your grip on the believers and the people that want to know God in this community. And I declare the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it to be with each of these that are listening. Father, all over this city, the greater metropolitan area of whatever city this program is being broadcast in, that men and women will come from the darkness and come to the light. Young people will come and they'll hear truth and they'll hear victory and they'll hear liberty and they'll be drawn to this program and they'll be drawn to the word of God. And answers will come and confusion will go and deception will be filtered through and we will know the truth will set us free. And we'll abide in your word. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to give life. And life more abundantly. Thank you that you didn't come to give us religion, give us denomination. You came to give us life. And life more abundantly. And if you can, just lift your hands and say, I receive that abundant life for you and from you, Jesus. I declare, along with the Apostle Paul, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it's the power of God to salvation. For everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, because the just shall live by faith. I thank you, Father, that you're working in the churches in the community of this city. And I declare that our words will be words of grace and strength and power and encouragement to the churches that are here. May any pastor who turns this program on hear it and be glad that there's someone else who is speaking the word of God, the will of God over their city. We declare, according to Matthew chapter 6, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done on this earth. Thank you, Father. By the Holy Spirit, you said, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither male nor female. You're not into young or old. You're into those who want to know you. And you said, if you're Christ, you are Abraham's seed. Father, may the light shine in the darkness in this city. May every church, every religious organization, every gathering of believers, the ecclesia, the mighty, awesome body of Christ, rise up and be strong and be counted for you in this city, in this city. May it be said of us who are believers, oh no, those who have turned the world upside down have come here also and will be known as noble believers who walk with you and live with you. And Jesus, thank you that you came into our lives. You didn't give us church. We are the church. You didn't give us religion. You gave us a relationship with you. You said, I will come and I will live amongst you and I will dwell amongst you and I will be your God and you will be my people and I will be your father. You will be my children. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Bless each of these who today are listening to these words that we are speaking right now. We bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I declare where fear is, faith comes. Where despair has been, hope comes. Where sickness has been, healing comes. I declare where there has been poverty, that the blessing of the Lord comes. I thank you, Lord, that where religious indoctrination has bound, that the word of God sets them free. And they walk in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. I declare over this region that the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it will be with each of these that are here. And, you know, as the Apostle Paul has stated, he said to the Galatian church, stand fast in that liberty and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. Help us, Father. We would live and walk in the truth. That we would study, show ourselves approved unto God. That this word, the living, breathing, holy, anointed, majestic word of God, we would hide it in our hearts. We would speak it with our mouths. We would walk it out in our lives. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare this in the mighty name of Jesus. Then, according to Psalm 103, we declare these words so that the angels who excel in strength when they hear the word of God, heeding the voice of his word, our ministering spirits sent to minister to the heirs of salvation in this city. They are flames of fire, bringing great victory and strength to each believer. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. I pray this according to your holy word, Father. I pray this by the assignment you've given me in this program to bless these people. And Father, for every prayer that has ever been prayed in this city for you, thy will to come, we hook our faith with their faith. And we declare faith has run all the way through the ages and hooked. And we now grab a hold of it and we say, no matter where they are and no matter who they were, thy will be done And wherever there's two of us that agree together, this will be done in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen,
amen.
And amen and amen. And I have to tell you, that is nothing that I have in my notes right here. As I began to speak, that came from a prophetic word, come right up out of my being. And we meant every word of it. So we'll see you again tomorrow, right here, same time, same station, and we'll introduce Life Warrior Radio to you. We didn't get it done today, but it'll be all right. Till we see you again, that's what we say. Remember this, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Let's go for the introduction. Are you ready? That's awesome. I need some kind of a timer. What did we use in the past for a timer?
A timer? You can use my timer.
Well, but I gotta be able to have one on here somewhere. Is there not a timer on the computer somewhere?
Are you recording right into Audacity, or what are you recording?
We are recording on the WavePad. And we're recording.
And it doesn't have a countdown?
And we're recording to YouTube right now, too.
Okay.
Hold on.
I don't know about WavePad. Audacity, the whole bottom of the thing is this.
Oh, yeah, this one is too, but the numbers are about that big. But that's all right. Some of you are like, I've never been a part of a program like this where you got to see what happens in the background. You're getting to see it right now.
See, Rebecca's cell phone is a timer, too.
Well, everybody's cell phone's a timer. I just don't have another cell phone over here, so if you don't give me yours, I'll use it. Is it going to ring? Is it going to send me pictures of bulldogs? Know my message?
Funny little bulldog reel.
Some of you.
Where is he?
Right here, baby.
Oh, he is over there? Okay.
All right, we'll see if this helps. I've done a lot of radio in my life, but it's been a while since I did this kind of radio. So here we go. Are you ready? That's amazing. You searched all day for that button, and there it is. That's just amazing. Are you ready? Turn that on. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No. I got this check right now.
It will alarm. So you need to catch it right before it goes blah 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 blah.
Okay.
Blah.
All right. Yeah, it's all on here. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Here we go. And anybody watching this video in the future, you'd be like, wow, this is interesting. 5, 4, wait. Stop. Three, two, one. Welcome aboard to Life Warrior Radio. We're glad to be here with you. And this is our session number 2 of the introduction to our program called Life Warrior Radio. A long time ago in my Christian life, I was, see if anybody remembers this, I was watching a video that had Carmen in it. Remember Carmen? And he played a part in a video, a story about some gangs or something in Colorado. And he made some kind of a statement about Life Warrior. And it hit me then, and it stayed with me all throughout my life. That's probably been 30 years ago. Wow, that was a long time ago. Anyways, so John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He really does. But then he said, but. Remember, the buts of the Bible are the greatest words you ever got to pay attention to. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Therefore, since Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly, you and I must be life warriors and take that life everywhere we go and share it with everyone we meet in every situation so that life can happen inside of their lives. And that's what this program is all about. Now, I started broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio somewhere back about 2005. Got over 1,500 Blog Talk Radio programs. And my goodness, have we preached and taught and done all kinds of things since that happened. But it's the will of God for our lives. And God said to me a long time ago, said, I want you to be a voice of faith that burns with the presence of God. And that is our focus and that is our desire. And that's what we want to bring to you. I am not the most intelligent preacher of the word that you'll ever hear. I'm not the most experienced preacher of the word you'll ever listen to. I'm going to learn and grow right here in front of your eyes. But you know, that's the way all of us ought to be. Even you as a dad and a mom should be able to look at your kids and say, you know what? I've always seen this, but I just got this revelation. And let me show you how that changes our life right now. What have you just done? You've proven that growth and development is of absolute importance in your life as a believer. Now, somehow, I got to be able to see that timer. And then it keeps going off because of the screensaver. Can you change the screensaver on it for me? Thank you. Now, listen, I not only have some people around me to help me, I even got my dog laying down here. He looks right up. Now, Life Warrior Radio. Let me introduce it to you this way. When the pandemic started, I was very serious about, oh my, I see a whole bunch of my friends that don't know anything about God, and they don't know what to do with themselves. And March 23rd of 2020, I just said, well, that's it. I'm going to use this Facebook Live situation, whether I know how to use it or not. And I didn't. But the amazing thing about life is if you just start walking in the right direction, sooner or later, you will figure out exactly how to get something done. And that's what we did. And so we began to broadcast on Facebook and YouTube. And we've been broadcasting ever since, almost every day, almost 7 days a week since then, just doing our duty, doing our place, walking in the path of righteousness that God's given us to do. It may not be what he told you to do. That's okay. You do what God's given you to do. We're going to do what God gives us to do. And when we all stand before him, we're going to be judged for our work on earth. And so thank God that I get to hook my faith with your faith and we get this mission done. Now, what is Life Warrior Radio and the community of faith? Life Warrior Radio is the title for our radio program. The community of faith is the gathering together of the believers, the ecclesia, the called out ones, God's governing body of authority on this earth, the community of faith, are those that are bringing to you this great program right here. Who is the community of faith? It's an international family of mountain-moving believers, a growing community of faith. We've gathered together to study and believe the word for what it actually says, to be free from religiosity and live by faith. We've establishing a power grid of prayer for the United States of America and the body of Christ. And we have a prayer program that we pray every day at 9 o'clock in the morning on YouTube at 9 o'clock Eastern. And we welcome you to come and be a part of that with us. Our founding verses when we got started is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And if you haven't been there lately, I encourage you to get your Bible open and open it up and read it. I'm going to open my, even though I'm quoted, I'm going to read it right out of my Bible. It says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he, capital He, is, and that he, capital He, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's the most simple definition of faith you're ever going to find right there. You believe God is, and you believe he will reward you when you diligently seek him, and that is faith. Now, this verse is one of the classic examples of the King James and the New King James Version, and using the double negatives. I want you to learn something right now as you begin studying with us here on Life Warrior Radio. Remember this. You can take a double negative out of the Bible and not change the meaning, and just put the word in the positive. Watch this. But with faith, it is possible to please him. I didn't change the Bible. I just took the negatives out. With faith, possible to please him. With faith, it is possible to please him. The pastor, what is faith? You believe God is, and you believe that he rewards you when you diligently seek him. Our other foundation verse is 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. And this should be one of your favorite verses, anybody that's a believer. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Faith is the most important part of your Christian life. Without faith, you can't even please God. But when you come to most believers and you say these words about faith, they look at you and they say, I don't even know what faith is. I don't even know how to function in it. I don't even know any verses about it. And the reality is, they don't. And so what is my place in your life? Is I'm going to lead you in that walk of faith. It's not going to be like Brother Copeland does it. It's not going to be like our dear friend, Brother Jerry Savelle, that just went to heaven this last week. That's a mighty man of faith. I'm going to bring you the word of God in faith as the Holy Spirit has shown it to me. It's going to be a different word. It's going to have different verses coming from different angles, but it's all going to be the same thing. This is the victory that overcomes this world, even our faith. And that's going to be a blessing to you. Now, 5 minutes left on today's program. Let's see if we can get this done. You reckon? Our mission statement. This is going to be work. Anybody that's a preacher knows better than to waste that 5 seconds I just wasted when you only got 15 minutes. to be effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destination. That's our number one. Number two, learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. Number three, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and you too. Number four, bringing the greatest breakthrough in your life, you, right here, right now, today, break through to victory. Number five, demonstrate that all the promises of God in him, in Jesus, are yes and amen. Someday in the sweet by and by, right here, right now, today. Brother Jerry Savelle said it over and over throughout his ministry. Just tell me now, God, if there's anything in this Bible you didn't mean, because I'm going to believe everything that's in there, and I'm going to do my best to get all of it in my life. No, God said everything he said, and he meant every word he said. Help every believer move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and from grace to grace. This is our place. This is our ministry. This is what we're here to help you do every day while you're driving to work. Maybe you're at home. That's what we're going to be in. Number seven, help every believer find their place and function in their grace. I love that statement. I love it. We'll close with this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. If you get it done in 2 minutes. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. And my speech and preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in a demonstration of the Spirit of God and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, and yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory. I love this. Which none of the rulers of that day and of this day knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. That's a quote from the Old Testament. But verse 10 says, but God has revealed them things to us through his Spirit. Spirit searches all things, the deep things of God. Now, I'm out of time. Didn't get it done. Want you to know this, Pastor Samuel J. Cottle and my wife Leanne and all the good folk here at Community of Faith is who's bringing you this radio broadcast. We want you to know this, that we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. Oh, you shut the thing off. We got technology sitting everywhere around here, man. It's awesome. It's what's interesting is I used to do this a whole lot, and I'm like really rusty. I got really used to this open, just get on here and talk and preach the word and not worry about a time clock. Anyways, for all of you that joined us on this YouTube video, we're glad you're here. Anybody out there with us?
Mm-hmm. Roger and Rebecca.
Roger, Rebecca, and Sunday. Wow, that's good. And all y'all that are coming in the future, you know, coming.
Yeah,
that was session number two. And we actually need to have one more. So you ready? Let's do one more. It's amazing what happens when it all comes together. You know, Dr. Lester Summerall said, I never knew the man personally. I learned a lot through my pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barkley. Has the 92nd lady been on yet? We've got all this done in 2 hours, according to this, 1 hour and 57 minutes ago. If you've never met the 92nd lady, you'll meet her here in about another minute and 10 seconds. She's a real nice British woman.
Go off
at all, all right, so let's set it for 16 minutes so I don't get that come on, and I can actually end at 15 minutes. Now, where are we at? Oh, I can't look at everybody's comments because I'll really get sidetracked. So you guys got to do that and help them all stay focused. All right? Now, session number three, Life Warrior Radio. And in the future, for those of you that's part of the community of faith, we'll just be teaching lessons and taking it right out of our normal teaching time. We won't have to be very focused for the radio program as it is, but we'll continually mention that. There's the 92nd lady. We got that out of the way. So I think I better talk for another minute and 20 seconds. Just so that we can get her to not interrupt the rest of the program. Because the people on the radio will be like, why they let a British lady come on and just talk right in the middle of the message? Blog Talk Radio, we're glad to have you with us, too. It's good to have you guys with us from all over the world. And if you're someone that says, Pastor, I know I'm supposed to be doing something like this myself, get a hold of me. I'll help you do this. I'll help you. If you're a native, that's just crazy. All of us are natives of some nation. Let's try this again. Whatever nation you're in around the world, if you would like to be on Blog Talk Radio like this and you don't know what to do, then send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com, and I'll get you connected and I can teach you exactly how to make this happen on Blog Talk Radio, right there in your own nation. If you're listening to me, then you, more than likely you have the ability in your nation to broadcast. I know some nations, they won't let you broadcast, but in Jesus' name, we're believing that you will be able to broadcast in your nation in Jesus' mighty name. Now, here we go. What am I doing? Oh, I got to go over here. And I got to go here. There we go. Let's put some word into it. All right. All right, we're getting it. All right, here we go. Well, you know, Pastor John Osteen was one of the masters of teaching a 28-minute radio broadcast and television broadcast. And many, many men and women of God that have TV and radio programs patterned their life after him because he was so effective at teaching for 28 minutes. If you only knew how difficult that is to get anything said in 28 minutes. But that just declares, get into the Spirit of God, the presence of God, and watch God move and make things happen for you. Now, for those of you that are with us live tonight on YouTube, it's getting late. If you got to go, we understand. But hey, hang out. And if you don't have any hanging fire tomorrow morning, just stick here and be a part of this with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Are we ready? I think we are. There we go. That one's running. There we go. 5, 4. See if we can get the studio audience to be, to straighten up and fly right, as my mom would say. Ready? The official mascot is a French bulldog. Ready? Here we go. Five, four, three, two, one. Here we go. Welcome to session number 3 of Introducing Life Warrior Radio to you. We're glad to have you with us today, and we're glad to have you be a part of this program with us. It's going to be a pretty exciting process. I am, as a pastor, I'm very to come alongside of the pastors in this city and encourage you in your walk with God. You have a pastor that's willing to stand up and be counted for Jesus. You make sure you get there and you take care of him. You support him. You take care of his family. You get out to church. Don't miss a service. Read your Bible, pray, and go win the world. Amen. Because that's what every pastor needs. I heard the story of a great man of God that he was a traveling minister, and he was in a church one day, and the men of the church really loved him, and they came to him, and they said, Doc, what do we do? What can we do? Next year is, I don't know, their pastor's 20th year or something in the ministry. And like, what can we do for him? And he got real serious with the guys that were there, and he said, you really want to know what you can do for your pastor next year? They're like, well, yeah. He said, don't miss a church service. And always have your Bible and read it and pray and be a model believer and walk with God, because that's what every pastor needs. Doesn't matter whether your church has ever made a big deal of your pastor before in your life, make a big deal of him now. Don't worship him. But the Bible very specifically says that those who labor in the word and have care of your soul, that you should, they're worthy of double honor and the blessing of the Lord to come upon their life. And those of you who are men and women of God, if you'll stand alongside of your pastor and you'll go to him and say, I receive you as my pastor, some of you are going to, as the old boys used to say, going to blow his socks off, because they know there's not too many pastors that's had somebody speak that to them. And I encourage you to do that. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, today, for the next 13 minutes, I'm going to put a little bit of flesh to the 7 points I gave you yesterday. And what I mean by that is I'm going to add some verses of scripture to them that Jesus gave us as we began to put all this together with the community of faith, and as we were writing down the mission statement. And we were like everybody else back then. What in the world are we doing? And yet God put together a mighty force that has reached all the way around the world. And we are in 54 different nations of the world. And it's amazing to see what God has done. I want to say one more thing to encourage all of you. Well, I better not say that. I cut my notebook covered up, but that's all right. We'll leave that for another day. Come on back here one of these days, and we're going to teach a message about being judged as Christians when you get to heaven. And there's a lot of people that don't realize that is the case. And that as men and women of God, we're actually going to lose on the day of judgment in heaven. You and I are, as believers. Now, that'll bring some of you back to say, who is this heretic and what is it that he's teaching? As a man of God, I've got to look back, and I've been a pastor for almost 30 years now. And I have to look back and look at things and say, I totally missed that. That was all religiosity. That was all confusion. I was teaching that out of my own hurt and pain. And you don't win in those situations because you can't teach out of hurt and pain. You have to teach out of the Word of God. So on the day of judgment on the other side, there's going to be times that when that fire hits it, you can be like, well, that's got toasted, but at least I get to stay in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Number one of the Life Warrior mission, effectively meeting people's needs and propelling them to their eternal destiny. The example we have of this is Zacchaeus. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. Jesus didn't have a ministry of looking up in trees. Never do we see him do that at all, except by a gift of the Spirit that day, he looked up in the tree, and there was Zacchaeus, a short man, a rich man, a wicked man, a corrupt man. But he wanted to see Jesus, and he climbed a tree. And what did Jesus say? Zacchaeus, come down. He says, I'm going to your house today. Or something like that. He used to sing it. Jesus didn't judge him. Jesus said, I'm going to go to your house. Scribes and Pharisees stood around saying, look at there, he's going to the house of a sinner. But because Jesus was willing to reach Zacchaeus in a tree, as he walked to his house, Zacchaeus said, I'm gonna give to the poor. I'm gonna repay anybody back that I've done them wrong. I've made a false accusation again, restore it fourfold. Automatically, when he received Jesus' grace and mercy, Zacchaeus began to repent and turn his life toward God. If you and I will just allow people to walk with God and help them every day, without any judgment, just receive them, next thing you know, they're going to be mighty warriors in the kingdom of God. Number two, learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. How about this? We're going to release you from the fear and frustration of continually trying to make God happy by your actions. And we're going to learn to walk in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Have you ever felt like no matter what you did, you couldn't make God proud of you? There's a whole message in this. I'm skimming the top. Jesus said to the Pharisees, it's not what goes in your mouth that defiles you. It's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. Lose that fear. God is more determined about you getting to heaven than you are. He said that the Father is seeking you. Boy, I want to stop and preach it, but I guess I'll just have to preach each of these one a day. Number four, bringing the greatest breakthrough into your life to everyone who we meet. We're going to turn your last ditch effort. You ever said that? I'm going to try this one more time. No. You're going to continually do this, and you are going to win. There's no last-ditch effort. Matthew 15, 30. Then the great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the mute, the maimed, and many others, and they laid him down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them all. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. When that breakthrough happens for you, you'd be like blind Bart. Jesus! And Jesus said, call that man to me. I want to heal him. Maybe you've never yelled Jesus real loud. Maybe you never got serious with enough with God that you had to get bold and you had to break the silence of religion. Religion wants you to be silent. Religion wants you to be quiet. Religion doesn't want you to be free and free indeed. But I'm just going to read it. It says in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52, as they went by blind Bartimaeus, when he heard it was Jesus, he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And everybody standing around him said, "Hey, Bart, shut up." And he cried out all the more, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they said, "Hey, Bart, be of good cheer. He's calling you." I love this. Throwing aside his beggar's garment, he arose and came to Jesus. He's blind. And Jesus said, "What do you want?" And he said, "My sight." Jesus said, "Go your way. Your faith has made you whole." But he had to go his way. And immediately, he received his sight. That's an example of faith. Number five, demonstrate all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Help every listener learn how to begin to use this word like a wrench, like a tool, like a weapon, like a sword, because that's what the word of God is. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we're going to show you right here on this program, according to God's holy word, exactly how to turn your life into a mighty, 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 awesome force on this earth, where people will come to you and say, "Man, there's something about you. What changed?" And all of a sudden, what will have changed is you will have found God, and you'll have found his word, and you will have found exactly how to begin to make this word come alive in your life every day. All of the promises of God are yes and amen. I love it. Don't you love it? Number six, help every believer move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and from grace to grace. I love this because many people don't get this fact. It literally says, 2 Corinthians 3:16. When one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. It didn't say when one walks the aisle. It says when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. I've met many, many sinners standing on a sidewalk, riding our Harleys, doing whatever we did. And they'd already turned to the Lord. They just needed somebody to affirm the fact that they were walking with God. And he's moving us from faith to faith and glory to glory. We'll get into that tomorrow. Number seven, help every believer find their place and function in their grace. You can find that in Romans chapter 10. No, Romans chapter 12. Chapter 10 is good, but it's not as good as 12. Paul said, verse 3, "I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but don't think more lowly than you ought to think." Because God has dealt to every one of us a measure of faith. And you must become confident in that faith so that you can say, "I am living by and walking in faith every day." And we've all got gifts that differ. But here's the cool thing. You can walk with God every day of your life. John chapter 4 says that the Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's you and me. Well, I got 10 seconds. This is brought to you by the believers at the Community of Faith, Pastor Samuel and Leanne Cottle. And remember this, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Did I do that right? Or do I have one more? I have one more minute. Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning this timer thing. So, you know, don't be freaked by this. Yeah, so, right. It says two, so that still gives me 35 more seconds. Wait, it's real. I don't mind real. Real is real. I've seen a lot of things happen in real church. And we'll tell you some of them stories as we go. And now, since we've talked and discussed back and forth the timer, we still only have 10 seconds left. So remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. There we go. There we go. So what was that, number three? That was number three. So that's Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's enough. Let's get her done. It's now 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock and all is well. All right. Now, for all of you, those of you who join with us on a regular basis. Do we have our communion elements?
Nobody can go there.
Can we get them like real quick? I'm just not right without receiving communion. And so we're going to receive communion together now. And, you know, I ask that all of you guys pray with us for this program. I think this program costs $20 a session, and we're going to be doing five a week, Monday through Friday. We have a 3:15 time slot right when people are driving home. How cool is that? And the first station where we're going to go is Kansas City. The first city we're going to be in is Kansas City, and that's quite a city. That's quite a large metropolitan area. We're going to be on the FM station and the AM station. You get both of them. And live streaming on the internet. And so, you know, keep your faith with us. And, you know, we're going to be doing this. This is a whole new thing. But it's really not that big of a deal because we have so much content already available. And it's just a matter of editing it now and putting it in a format where we can make it so that it'll work. And God's helped me today to get, it's been all day long. I started to say this, Dr. Summerall said, when revelation begins to come to you, the best way to get deeper revelation is to begin to teach it to somebody. Yeah. Even if it's you, the husband to the wife, if it's you to the mom and the dad to the children, if it's you to your brother, your sister, somebody you work with, begin to teach it to somebody, because as you begin to speak it, the Holy Spirit will give you more revelation. And once you exhaust that revelation that he's given you, he'll open up another whole page to you. But if you don't ever get into it and exhaust it, then you can't open it up into a new level. Jesus said to him who has revelation, more will be given. Now, let's see if I can do this real quick. Share. Please just work. Please just work. Looks like it's working. There we go. So say it out loud with me. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, proclaim the Lord's death, Jesus' redemptive work, till he comes. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God's love is perfect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear and its torment in Jesus' name. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. So today, be made perfect in him. Now, here we go. The prayer of salvation. Let's just keep reading. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you, the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I have been made a new creation in you, Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You realize every time you say, surround me with godly people, we're speaking it in faith again. And we're declaring to God, surround me. If you're not saying it in faith, start. Surround me. I want God to surround me right now where I'm at with godly people who will help me know how to walk with God. I mean, I know how to walk with God, but Billy Graham really knew how to walk with God. It looks as though Israel has made a strike. These are all Amir Safadi. All right, here we go. Welcome to the family of God. You guys know. I don't know how to shut that off, so you're going to have to just let the sounds of the day be apart, you know. If we were sitting at a cafe on the street in New York City, you'd hear the fire truck coming. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Say this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, in my emotion. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supply in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, and the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's receive the bread. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. When your body was broken, we were given access to become a part of the body of Christ. We glorify your name. Now, I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague, every curse must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the blood of Jesus. Ready? Let's sing. Let's sing a song to Jesus. Amen. Wow. Hang on, it's coming. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know than but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Sister Phyllis, did you make it?
Yes, I'm here.
Made it all the way through all the mutes. Look at there. Good job. Good job. What you going to read for us tonight?
Well, just tell me what you want me to read, honey.
What you got open?
Hebrews.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let me see now. That's chapter 9, verse 11 through 15.
Yes.
But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own
blood,
he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. And since that's only a few short verses, I'm going to go on to Revelation and tell Jesus how much we love him.
Okay? Amen.
Verses 5 through 8. Okay. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. And verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty.
Amen, and amen, and amen.
Thank you for letting me read that.
Thank you for being here and being a part. Now, just before we go, I'll read this. Reports of attacks in Isfahan, Iraq, and southern Syria. It is possible that some of the explosions that are heard are a leakage of the defense systems. They are trying to get information about the targets in Isfahan, the center of the enrichment program, the nuclear enrichment program. Huh? Iran. This is Israel attacking Iran. But so they're going after the enrichment program. Also projects in the field of drones and missiles. The U.S. media confirms that Israel informed in advance of the intention to attack Iran. Fox News report, the U.S. is not involved in the attack. In bold letters, very significant damage at the Iranian Air Force base, which is one of the bases from which the Iranian attack was launched last Saturday night. Iran is trying to broadcast business as usual and claim there's no damage to the sites on the ground. The Iranians are trying to downplay as much as possible the damage caused by the Israeli attack. The goal apparently is not to climb too high a tree and not to be dragged into the war. The Iranian news agency Tasnim, which is affiliated with the regime, contrary to claims and report, there is no foreign attack in Isfahan or any other part of the country. The air defense fired interceptor missiles in some places, but that is due to high sensitivity of the air defense system. That is, the Iranians are beginning to completely deny the event. It is possible that the attack attributed to Israel is more significant than the Iranians realize, or rather, prefer to hide.
Huh.
Huh.
Now, what would be the point of wanting to hide it? I mean, before they've been trying to act like, for me, we're being attacked, and now they're going to pretend.
Well, because if it's a severe attack, they're trying to hide it because they don't want the people of the nation to feel like Israel's got an upper hand. So in a communist regime, in a dictatorial regime, you block everything and you just give them the news that you want them to believe. And YouTube and Facebook and all that is blocked. They can't use that in Iran. So they don't get real news.
Hmm.
Thank God for Amir Sarfati.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, guys, that's a marathon. That's your 4 more hours tonight. Bless you, Phyllis. Did you get the pans all cleaned up?
No, I just put some water in it to let it just soak loose.
Well, you know, Sister Leanne got home from being in Michigan with her dad that one Christmas, and there was pans out on the deck.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I am very glad that you survived whatever
frozen
for you.
I survived the blowing up of eggs. And it was sad because I just bought that dozen eggs, and I think I boiled like 8 of them. And it's like, are you serious? And I tried to eat them, and they just were horrible.
I'm just glad that I smelled it being there and fast.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that didn't burn the house down. All right, well, guys, that's it.
They don't let me do any cooking because they're afraid I'm going to burn the house down.
Tell them you guys just don't know. All right, till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves
God
you.
God loves you.
And Jesus
is
Lord.
Amen.
Is anybody still here? It's 11:11. Double-double. Good job, Rebecca.
There's 4 of us.
Till we meet again. Have a good night. Love you guys.
Gwen is still here with us.
Yeah, Gwen's even still here. Gwen fell asleep on the couch and her phone fell on the floor probably. Love you, Gwen.
God bless you. Good night.
Good, love you. I'm just teasing.
Tell her we can see you.
Yeah, we can see you.
Oh, no.
Love you. Love you, guys. Love you, guys. Let's see. Love you, guys. There it is. Well, here we go. Isn't that something? I looked and looked and looked at that, and there it was.
It always is when you finally relax about something is when it shows up.
What's crazy is I should be able to be doing the exact same thing as here on this computer, and I paid for the program.
Yeah.
And there's the proof.
You pay for Wayfan?
Yeah.
On the computer, but it was free on the phone.
It's free on the phone. So far, I'm sure they're going to charge. But... All right. Here we go. Watch out, Ripples. Are we going somewhere?
I don't want a Riblet.
Are we going somewhere, Mom?
Honey, Riblet.
Are we going somewhere, Mom? Is Dad going somewhere? Is somebody going somewhere?
He's going to be going, don't take my Uncle Dan away.
Oh. Are we going somewhere? He's going somewhere. I can tell somebody's getting ready to go somewhere.
There's that one.
They're moving around again.
Yeah, you just really love him. Yeah. You want to keep him? Do you?
All right.
Anyway,
you got you right in the butt cheeks.
Anyway, you
come on. Come on. You got to keep moving, yeah. You got to take Dan to the...
You can go. You could just go. You could just go. I'll be fine.
Oh.